to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. We'll read one verse this morning. I want to preach on a subject called the walk. The walk, as we stand to our feet here this morning. And let's begin in verse 6 of Colossians chapter 2. And just see what the Lord has for us this morning in the way of a walk. In the way of a walk. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. I love to hear the pages of the Bible as they're being going through and hear the noise that encourages my heart to not only have the Bible but just to hear it in the way of its moving. Verse 6 of Colossians chapter 2, as ye have therefore received Christ, Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Let's read that again. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. So we're going to talk about that walk this morning. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm so grateful this morning, Lord, for the Word of God. I'm glad this morning, Father, that we're able to open it up. And we even have it amongst us today, Lord, in our hands. God, that our eyes can lay upon the perfect Word of God that's infallible, Lord, that's inspired without error today. And Father, we ask you now, Lord, that you'll take it and use it along with your Spirit. Father, help us understand and bring clarity to what you mean by walk. And Father, what does that do for our lives and how important that it is? Father, I pray this morning, Lord, that Christ Jesus would save us all. Pray, God, a man, a woman, a boy and girl, Lord, that knows Christ, but, Father, in sin this morning, may they turn back. And, God, begin to walk that walk that you asked them to walk. Oh, God, give us the help we need. God, I pray that you give us the courage to make the decisions and choice. God, that it be pleasing unto thee. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So we find here this morning in chapter 2, verse 6, that God is interested in us, in the way that we walk. Many might not have much interest in the way you walk. Many might say, well, I'm just concerned about what I believe. I'm concerned about what I think. I'm concerned about how I feel. But friend, what God's concerned about this morning is how you walk. How you walk is mightily important. Matter of fact, it's life or death. How you walk this morning is basically heaven or hell. How you walk this morning has everything to do with what you believe and what you think and how you feel. This morning, the walk that you walk this morning will tell the tale of all that you are and all that you have this morning. You can't say you're one thing and live a different thing. You can't talk a game and walk a different game. Today, you can't say that you know the Lord and live like you don't know the Lord. This morning, the walk is just as important as what you might believe is to be what you think and what you know, or maybe what you think you know this morning. But it all comes out in the walk. You know, we hear that old saying, it all comes out in the wash. This all comes out in the walk. Amen? Not in the wash, but in the walk. And so we notice here in verse 6, it says, as you have therefore received Christ. And so if you have received Christ this morning, the Lord, so walk ye in Him. It gives us some direction this morning. It tells us so walk. In other words, there is a command there. There is a demand there that when you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, you're going to walk. And you're not going to walk any kind of way. You're not going to walk when you want to walk. You're not going to walk how you want to walk. You're going to walk in Him. And that's how it is. If you receive Christ this morning, there's no options in the walk. There's options in receiving. If you don't want to receive Christ this morning, that's fine. That's your choice. You'll have to live with that, and you have to spend eternity, all of eternity, and whatever you choose to do with Christ. But once you receive Christ, your options are no longer available to you on how you walk. That is no longer up to you. It's up to the one who saved you. As ye receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. And I believe this morning, it's not the walk that matters so much as the receiving of Christ, because when you receive Christ, you'll walk in Him. That's just how it works. Amen. There's no exceptions to the rule. There's no one who's God's going to say, okay, I understand your circumstance. I understand your situation. I know where you're at. I know that you received me and you're walking however you want to walk. It's okay. You get along with that. No, God don't have any kind of mercy nor grace towards that. Whenever His Word says, so as you have received, have therefore received Christ the Lord, so walk ye in Him. It's just flat out the way that it is. And if it's not the way it is in your life, then you haven't received Christ. Amen? And so we want to talk about the walk. We want to talk about what does the walk mean? What does the walk, how can you know the walk to walk? Well, let's go to the beginning and just turn to Genesis chapter 17. If you ever want to know what's really going on from the beginning, Genesis is the great book to start in. Genesis chapter 17, and there in verse 1. Genesis 17, verse 1. I want you to notice the first point this morning is a walk determined. So when you get saved, when you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, there is a determined walk that's already determined. In other words, there is a way that you're going to walk, and that's already determined, so there's no options of walk. So there's a determination of walk, and it began right here in chapter 17, verse 1, when God spoke to Abraham there in verse 1, and when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. He says, but I will make thee a covenant between me and thee, and it will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying. And so we find that God said to Abraham, in the very beginning of all of the faith, for the Bible says that Abraham is the father, amen, of faith. So in order for us to live for God, we're going to have to find what Abraham did, because he's the father of this faith. And we look at him, and God said, Abraham, in order for you to be with me, in order for you to live with me, you're going to have to walk before me. That's just what God said to Abraham. And so now Abraham is going about to walk before him. So from the beginning, God said, walk before me. That word walk before me means to walk face to face. That when you walk face to face with God. Your walk is not determined upon your friend, your family, or your foe. Your walk is face to face with God. And this morning when you go out from where you are and you begin to walk, you're going to walk it face to face with God. There's nothing to hide. There's nothing to cover. There's nothing at all to run from. You're face to face with Him, walking before God. God, once you walk the walk, then God will do the talk. Amen? Look what He says in verse 3, after God said, walk before me, and then God talked with him. You see, this morning, God said to Abraham, you walk and I talk. See, it's different today in most lives of walking. Many talk the walk. Amen? They talk how they should walk. They talk how they want to walk. They talk how they're going to walk. They talk about how they used to walk. But God said, I'm not concerned with your talk. I do the talking. You do the walking. Amen? And this is how it works for Christianity. To be born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb, stop talking and start walking. Amen? And let God talk while you walk. And so that's exactly what happened with Abraham. And so we find that when God said, you walk and I talk, He says, He makes another statement there in verse 1, and thou be perfect. Now, what does it mean to be perfect this morning? It means entire. You see, God wants you to live a life of entirety. God don't want you to be left out with anything. Now, that word perfect there means complete, sound, full, sincere, upright, whole. God's desire for your life is as you walk along in the streets that you walk on, in the journey and the path that you live on, God don't want you to have nothing that you're not supposed to have. Amen? He wants you to have everything there is to have. He wants to bless you. He wants to make you whole and sound. He wants to have everything about you. But you got to walk before Him. And then thou'll be perfect. See, friend, you're not going to be sound if you're walking your own walk. See, you're not going to be complete this morning when you walk sometimes and sometimes you don't. You're not going to be a sound this morning and sincere this morning whenever you walk on Sunday before God, but on Monday you walk before your peers, or you walk before your employer, or you walk before your friends. Hey, friend, that's not sincerity. That's insincerity. God said to walk before me, Abraham. So, friend, from the very beginning, the walk was determined. Let's go through the Bible until we get up to the New Testament. Turn to Exodus. That was in Genesis. Turn to Exodus chapter 18 and verse 20. So let's see through the Bible from the beginning. That's what the determined walk was. Through the Bible, let's look in Exodus 18 and verse 20 quickly as we move forward. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way therein they must walk. So we find in Exodus this morning, all the children of Israel, all of those who come from Abraham or out of Abraham, we find that God is saying to them, you know how I told Abraham to walk before me? You must walk the same walk that he walks. That's what he's telling them. Must. Ye must be born again. In other words, can you go to heaven without being born again? No. Friend, you must walk this walk. It's a determined walk. It's not a walk of choice. It's not a walk of subtraction. It's not a walk of addition. It's a walk that God said is already determined in the beginning and throughout the Bible. Now look, that's in Genesis. That's Exodus. Look in Leviticus. Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 26. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 3, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. Verse 12, I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. Now God is making a determined walk here. He said, if you walk the way that I tell you to walk, he said then in verse 12, I will walk among you. Now I'm going to tell you something this morning. You can walk any kind of way you want to, but if you're going to want God to walk with you, you're going to have to walk the way He determined that you'd walk. He's not walking with just anybody this morning and everybody. He's walking with those this morning who have just what God said to do, and that is to walk the walk before God. And as we look at the Scripture there in verse 21, we find of chapter 26, the Bible says, and if you walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more of the plagues according to your sins. And so God says, now don't walk contrary to me because it's not going to do you well. Then look there in verse 23. He said, and I will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me. Then will I also walk contrary unto thee, and will punish you 7 times for your sins. So God is saying that you must walk this way. And if you walk this way, I'll walk with you. If you don't walk this way and contrary to me, I won't walk with you. But not only will I not walk with you, but you'll find plague 7 times more than you ever seen before. So don't walk contrary to the way I tell you to walk. And there in verse 28, look there, and the Bible says, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury, and I will chastise you 7 times for your sins. Now, that's one thing that God don't walk with you, but it's another thing, God walking contrary to you. Amen? So it's mighty important this morning on your walk. We see it's through the Bible. In Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5. We find in the Old Testament, first 5 books of the Bible will tell us, that's why the Jews would memorize these first 5 books of the Bible, because it will tell them anything and everything concerning of how they are to walk and how they are to live. in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 33 says, "You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, and that you may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess." Four things I noticed this morning if you walk the way God asked you to walk. If you begin to walk the way that we're going to talk about here just a moment, you're going to find good living. Everybody wants good living, I would say. Good living comes by not making a lot of money. Good living, it comes by not having a lot of things. Good living is not partying down with Coronas and with hamburgers and hot dogs. Hey, a good living this morning is not having the very fashions of life and having your way all the time. That's not good living. Good living is walking the walk of God. You know, we have good living according to verse 33, but you'll have great living. The Bible says that it may be well with you. Great living, friend, is whenever all things are well with you, amen. It is well with my soul. It is well with where I'm at. It is well with what I'm doing. It is well with all that's going on in my life. I have no complaints. I've got no one to point to. I got nothing at all to murmur over. God is good, and God is right, and God is loving, amen. That's great living. You'll find that if you do what God asks you to do, you'll find glorious living. He says that you may prolong your days. That's glorious living. Friend, listen, friend, the longer we live, the longer opportunity we have to serve God. The longer we live, the more influence we have for our children and our family members. The longer we live, the more that we can show the world the Christ-likeness about us. The longer we live, friend, the more opportunity that others can be saved and born again, and that I can participate and be involved in missions and outreach in other people's lives this morning. Hey, that's glorious living. Great living, good living. Well, it just makes godly living, that's all. Godly living. And so we find this morning through the Bible, everything mankind is pursuing and striving from the beginning, which is peace and love and joy and prosperity and pleasure. Isn't it true? Isn't everybody here looking for those things? Peace and love, prosperity and pleasure. Where did it come from? It comes from the walk. That's how you have it, the walk. You want to live and walk the way you want to walk, you'll find that you'll be lacking in those areas. You'll want more love. You want more prosperity. You want more peace. You want more pleasure. You just can't ever get enough. But God's walk guarantees you that. If you notice, all these desires are not met in things and in people and education or even at work. But all these are met in a walk before God. I want to encourage you this morning, dear child of God, walk before God. There's where you're going to find life. Good living, great living, glorious living, godly living. Now the rest of the Testament, Old Testament, we could go through all that. We're not going to do that. But I want to go to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 18. This is sort of the bottom line according about the walk that God was asking us to walk. Proverbs 28 and verse 18. Very clear this morning concerning the walk in the beginning, the walk in the New Testament, in the Old Testament. The bottom line in verse 20, chapter 28, verse 18 says this: "Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once." You can't get no more bottom line than that this morning. You can't get no more understanding and clarity concerning what God would have me to walk or how God would have me to walk. He said, walk uprightly. And what do you do when you walk uprightly? Ye shall be saved. Amen. I'm not talking about salvation by works. I'm talking about salvation that works. I'm talking about a salvation, friend, that will bring forth a walk that is described in the Bible. The word walketh here this morning, it means the way you carry yourself. It means the way you lead forth others. It means the way of your one that you are. When somebody says that's just the way he is, it better be in the walk of God.
So it says, well, that's the way they lead us. That's the way he carries himself. Hey, then that's what it means to walk this morning. So in the scripture, when it says about walketh, that's what he's saying to you and I this morning, how that we're going to walk. Whoso carries himself about, whoso that leadeth himself around, him that is who he is, that's you and your walk. He goes on and says, what's uprightly mean? It means to be entire. It means to be complete and sound, full and sincere, upright and whole. It reminds me of what God told Abraham. He says, walk before me and be perfect. It's the same word, same Hebrew word, same meaning. So friend, whoso walketh the way that you carry yourself, the way that you lead others, the way that you are. If you live uprightly, the Bible talks about if you be entire, if you be whole, you be the place of sound this morning, you shall be saved. The word saved means delivered, rescued. It means freed, safe, victory, preserved. The very same word it is in the New Testament. It's in the Old Testament, friend. You cannot be saved unless you're whole. And when you're whole, you'll walk. And your walk will be uprightly. You'll find this morning the word ways in that verse 18. He that is perverse in his ways. This is his road. This is his course of life. This is his journey. This is his path. This is his mode of actions. He says to that one, he says, listen, if you want to have your own journey, you want to live your own way, you want to walk your own path, go ahead. But you're going to fall at once. You're going to fall. You'll not make it on your own path and on your own way. You got to walk his way. This morning, can I say that whether you're saved or lost, it is decided in your ways. Not what you say, not what you think, not how you feel. But if your ways is to walk before God, you're saved. If your ways is the way that you're going to walk before God, you're saved. Now, if you're in this room right here and you say, Brother Larry, I'm not going to live like you're saying, you're not saved. If you're in this room right here and you say, listen, I believe what you say, but I just don't feel like I want to do this right now, then friend, you're not saved. Friend, the fact of the matter is the Bible says that you are created in Christ Jesus, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, you are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. None of us were ever saved to live your own way and do your own thing. You're always saved to walk before God. Good works. Anybody can do works, but only those that are Christian can do good works. All we see this morning, not only do we see a walk that is determined, but I see, secondly, a walk that is defined. Look back into our text in Colossians chapter 2. He begins to define this walk that's before God. That's what we really want to know. We want to know, how do we walk? What is it going to take for us to walk? The Bible says in the walk that is defined in verse 6 of chapter 2, is you got this walk has to enter in you. The Bible says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, that's how the walk is walked. See, unless you receive Christ, unless Christ comes in you, you can't walk before God. See, this walk is not manufactured. I can't come to you or you come to me and say, Brother Larry, teach me the walk. That's not how the walk is. You can't say, okay, listen, I'm going to figure this walk out. There's no figuring it out. When you receive Christ, you receive the walk. That walk is in Christ this morning. Christ is the walk. And what Christ walked is you walk. The Bible says, as so walk in Him. Amen? In other words, when Jesus comes in you, that's the entering of the walk. To take Christ Jesus as Lord for oneself, the word received means. To join Christ Jesus as one Lord, that's what it means to receive. To associate with Christ Jesus, to have a companion, to assume an office as Savior and Lord, that's how you receive Christ. He's your Lord, He's your Savior. He has now taken up an office into your heart. He is now a companion that will not leave. He is now the one in charge. He's now the one who has the redeemer of your soul. He has all your allegiance. He has all your loyalty. He is the one that you bow down to. He's the one that you lift your voice up to. He's the one, friend, that you gave your heart and your very soul to. He is the bishop of your soul this morning. And when you receive him, you receive a walk. I'm convinced this morning that a multitude of so-called Christians don't walk before God as God said to walk because they've never received Christ. You see, you can't walk a spiritual walk in the flesh. Every one of us were born dead spiritually. Until you get born again, will you become spiritually alive? And I'm talking about a walk that's of a spirit this morning. I'm talking about a walk that is motivated and empowered by the Spirit of God this morning. That when you get up in the morning, there is a force, there is a power within you that will generate you and move you and motivate you to go and walk before God. It's an inner walk, not an outer walk. It's not this. And a lot of people say, well, if you put me in the right atmosphere, I can walk with God. If you put me in the right church, then I can do better. If you pull me out of the people that I work with at my work, and if you work there, you would know what I'm talking about, then I could really walk with God. If you had the husband I have, you wouldn't walk with God either. If you had to live with the woman I live with, you would run from God. I mean, you know, things of that nature this morning. It's all about our surroundings and our circumstances. It's all about our situations. But God said that wherever you're going to walk the walk of God, it's because you received Christ Jesus the Lord, and that walk is in you. I don't have to teach you. I don't have to move you. I don't have to pat you on the back. I don't have to send you a card. I don't have to text you on your phone. I ain't got to get on email. I don't have to send you a gift. I don't have to give you a $20 gift card to walk for God. Friend, it's an inside burning. It's an inside moving and motivation that when you receive Christ Jesus, friend, you now have a walk. You haven't walked it yet, but it's in you. And if there's anything I want to do, is I want to walk with God. I want to walk for God. Oh, I tell you this morning, it's such a privilege and such an honor to know that we can walk with the Lord. Now, to receive Christ means an intimate and relationship with Christ. That's what it means this morning. Christ is just not some man on a page of the Bible. Jesus is not some storyteller of a parable. Jesus is not one who just walked on water. He's not one that just died on a cross. He's not one, friend, that they said he rose from the dead. He's God. And you got to have an intimate relationship with him. That's how that walk comes. I could teach you all day, but if you don't have a heart for it, you'll never walk it. Oh, today we could say, you walk the walk of God, or I'm going to kick you out, or I'm going to beat you up, or I'm going to slap your face, friend. You'll never walk it. Never. But God says, after you receive Christ, so walk in him. Oh, it's telling us this morning, in the way of a scripture that I want to read to you in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It says this, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Now listen closely. Yet not I. Listen to this verse now. Talking about this walk. But Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live. In other words, there was a life before Christ, and there's a walk after Christ. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That's how you got the walk, Christ in you. And the life which I now live, the walk that you now live, in the flesh I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That is a summary or a summation of what God is saying to you and I this morning, that if you say that you receive Christ and you don't walk in Him, you are deceived. For God says, the life that I now live. In other words, we're going to have to make distinguishment today. Am I living different than I used to live? Am I doing the same things that I used to do prior to my profession of faith? Is my walk a total different walk than when I walked before I knew Christ? If it's not this morning, then you're not walking before God. See, before you were saved, you didn't want to go to church. And you didn't go to church. And now I'm saved, you still don't want to go to church. And you don't go to church. Is there something wrong with that picture? Before you're saved, you didn't care about if people getting saved or not. You didn't care about if people going to heaven or not. You just worried about yourself. But now you say you're saved, you still don't care. You say, well, before you're saved, I didn't read my Bible because I just didn't think my Bible was true. It was written by man, had many mistakes in it, had a lot of troubles of it. But now you say you're saved, you still don't read your Bible. So before I was saved, I didn't pray because why should I pray to something I don't believe in? But now you say you're saved, you still don't pray. Something wrong? Does that sound like something is not working together? Does it sound like something is missing? Does it sound like something is not exactly what God said it to be? We got to wake up. We got to pay attention to what God's Word is saying to us this morning. The fact of the matter is when you receive Christ, you receive a walk. And that walk is within you, so you can't just throw it away, or you can't just ignore it, you can't just neglect it. It's going to be in you. Because that's where Christ is at. And we find this salt this morning, number two, by not only the walk entering into you by receiving Christ, but the walk exiting out of you. He says, so walk ye in Him. So how you walk after receiving Christ, Jesus the Lord this morning, is in Him. That's how you walk. Now, this is your life after receiving Christ, is walking in Him. That's just the way it is. We find in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, don't turn there, but the Bible tells us to follow His steps. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, it says, walk as He walked. And friend, we got to come to the conclusion this morning, am I walking even as He walked? Am I walking in Him? To walk is to live, is coming on the inside. In other words, this morning, this walk or to live for Christ is coming from the inside. It's not a pressure. In other words, if I say to you this morning, listen, you need to walk before God. You need to walk with God. You need to have your walk that is walking with God this morning. You say, that's a lot of pressure, Brother Larry. Then you don't have it. Because this walk is not pressure. You say, well, I have to walk as Christ walked. I have to walk as He walked. I got to live as He lived. I got to do as He did. I got to be as He is. I got to think like He thinks. I got to have compassion like He has compassion. I got to forgive like He forgave. I got to be exactly like He is, because that's what the Bible teaches me to do. Walk as He walked. Walk, follow His steps. And so in that, you say, well, I don't know if I can do it. It's a real burden on me. You're not saved. God will never put anything in you that will bring pressure and burden to you. Amen? If you just have a hard time walking with God, it may be that you just don't know God. If it's pressure to you, if it seems to be a burden to you, it seems like it takes a lot of effort. I mean, me to get up and to read my Bible, and you say, well, did Jesus read His Bible? Well, I'm reminded in the Scripture, if you are reminded yourself, He went to His own town. And the Bible says He did what was custom unto Him. He went into the priest. The Bible says He took the Bible and He read Isaiah. You remember? He gave it back to the preacher or the priest and came out. And the Bible says that He is the fulfillment of the very Scripture that He read. So yes, You say, what? Does Jesus pray? Oh, I'm glad you asked. The Bible says early in the morning, he goes over a solitary place and prays. Did he go to church? As his custom was. I'd go all day long with Jesus talking about, am I going to do this thing? And there was no effort in him. It was just normal, natural. Is it effort for you to walk before God? Is it just wearing you out? I mean, are you just having all kind of complications in walking before God? I cuss, I tell dirty jokes, I gamble, I'm a little sipper. I look at pornography a little bit, not too much. When a woman walks by, I lust just a tad. I am envious, I'm jealous, I get bitter, I'm angry. I have this. Is this you? And you have received Christ Jesus as your Lord, so walk ye in Him. We're going to have to put a check this morning on our walk. Don't tell me what you believe. Don't tell me what you think is in the Bible. Don't tell me all the rich verses you know. Don't tell me all the stories you got. Don't tell me all the experiences you had. Don't tell me all the feelings and emotions that you have strummed up. The walk. That's all you got to go to. Today, the walk. And that will tell you everything of where you are with God. The walk. All we say this morning, this walk, which is to live, is coming from the inside. So how you live ought to be natural. Being born again, natural. Coming to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, natural. Being forgiving, natural. Not gossiping, natural. Now to gossip is not natural. Lying, not natural. Telling the truth, natural. Huh? Loving one another, praying for one another, confessing your faults to one another. See, you might throw this off today. You might say, well, Brother Larry's just in one of his tangents again. But it's appointed unto man once to die, then after this is the judgment. The Bible says, every man shall give an account of himself before God. And I'm going to promise you this morning, if you don't take heed to your walk, it will come back. And you will be sad and sorrowful over it. Let's get our walk together. We find that it's pleasant and it's desirable to walk the way God have you to walk. I'm happy. You say, well, I only make $500 a week and I give $50 to the church. That leaves me $450. I run short every week. You know, it gets tight sometimes. But if you're walking the walk, that will be joyful for you. Yeah. You'll be willing to give up that double cheese burger. Be willing to give up that skull. You'd be willing to give up that movie. I don't know how much movies are now when you go to it, but you might give that up to walk the walk. It's pleasurable for you. It's pleasant. It's desirable. Can I say secondly this morning, this walk is not only is coming from the inside, but this walk is revealed on the outside. The word walk here in verse 6 of chapter 2, it means you're treading around. How you tread around. How you live in your home. Because a lot of people think, well, when I'm in my home, it's all home. I can do what I want to do. Amen, Brother Larry. But can I say to you this morning, dear friend, even though you're in the confines of your home, and you're in the middle of your home, in the dark bedroom of your home, as a Christian, there's still a walk to walk. That's right. You can't be in the middle of the day, in the middle of the night, in the middle of wherever, nobody's watching, nobody's there, everybody's at work, and everybody's doing their thing, and you're in there, and you're doing something that's ungodly or evil before God, and you think, I can do whatever I want in my own home. That's not true. It's how you tread around. That's what the word walk means. So, how you tread around in Him. In Him. Amen. Hey, the word walk also means how you occupy yourself as evidence of who you're following. See, you're occupying, you're occupying you. You're occupying in the church. You're fixing to go home. You're fixing to go to a restaurant. You're fixing to go do your thing. Some may be going home to sleep. And some may be home to rest. But wherever you go, you're occupying. And whatever you're doing is a manifestation of how you're walking. See, it's easy to tell anyone and everyone how's it going in their lives. You say, well, you're not supposed to judge. Well, let me just deal with that and I'll close. That was a subject that I didn't even know I was going to talk about. You know, the Bible says there in Matthew chapter 7, it says, judge not, lest you be judged. Everybody uses that all the time, right? The only funny thing is about that scripture is we don't really understand what he's saying. Because you go on down to verses there and it talks about if your brother has and I'm just going to use so we can a splinter in your eye. If you have a splinter in your eye and your brother says to get the splinter out of your eye when he's got a big tree limb in his. Right? Now, how are you going to, without judging that he's got a tree in his eye, how can you do that without judging that he's got a tree in his eye? Somewhere down the line, you're going to have to judge that he's got a tree in his eye. Right? So, the Scripture's not telling us not to judge. Basically, the Scripture's telling us to judge, but be fair about the judging. Be fair about the judging. The Bible says, he that is spiritual judgeth all things. When we see you walk, we can judge. And that judgment is to condemn you. That judgment is to make you feel bad or to point our fingers and say, ha ha, you walking like a heathen. No, that's not it at all. But the judging of it is, you shall be known by your fruits. And it's telling us and letting us know, and God especially today, how you're walking, it will reveal and manifest who you're walking after. It's very evident and very, 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 I mean, you're exposed. If you're unfaithful, if you're ungodly, if you're wishy-washy, if you're not accountable, if you're not reliable. Friend, I'm just saying this morning, there's a way to walk with God. Are you walking that way? And if you are, you'll find you can only do it by being saved. Walk means to regulate one's life or to conduct oneself. Let me read you a few verses here, then we'll close for the night, for the day, for this morning. John chapter 8, verse 12. You don't have to turn there. You can just listen if you like. I'm going to read some verses about the walk here this morning so we can kind of get an idea of whether we're rather even saved or not. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus said, you won't walk in sin. I am the light of the world, and if you have me, you'll not walk in darkness. You'll not walk in sin. You'll not walk in the devil's realm. You'll not walk in the wrong of ungodliness. You'll not do that. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Once again, the Scripture is very clear and plain concerning this walk that must be considered this morning. The Bible says in verse 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that as Christ is raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also we should walk in the newness of life. That's how you walk. Not in the oldness of life. This is talking about baptism. Whenever you get baptized, you get saved, right? And so baptism is a picture. Now, whenever we put you under the water completely, not just a part of you, but all 100% of you go under the water, means that you have died with Christ. And then when we raise you up, that means now you're living with Christ. So what are we going to do now? In newness of life. In other words, there's a new life now I'm going to live. That's a walk. Not the oldness, but the newness. Chapter 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Another verse that just tells us you can't walk after your flesh, your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts, your intellect. You can't do that. You've got to walk after the Spirit. Bible text tells us in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. Scripture gets very clear. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. I've quoted it a while ago. Let me tell you again. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained that we should walk in them. Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. John chapter 3, or 3 John, in verse 4, the Bible says, this is the way you'll walk. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Just some of the walks. The question comes down at the end and the close is this. Have you received Christ Jesus as the Lord? If you have received Christ Jesus as the Lord, walk ye in Him. If you can't do that, won't you come receive Him? Stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. You say, Brother Larry, I've really just come to a place where I know I'm saved, but I haven't been walking with God. Won't you come this morning and won't you make that right? Won't you get that cleaned up and cleared out so that you can live a life that's very pleasing? Won't you come this morning? Won't you come, dear young man, young woman, teenager? Won't you come and give your heart to Jesus this morning? Mom and Daddy, won't you begin to walk the walk before your children? Church member, won't you start walking the walk? Oh, I need help in my walk. I know you need help in yours. Brother George, you sing. Won't you come? Come, Lord. Just come. Come and won't you just come to the altar and do business with God. Won't you come and just lay it out to the Lord. Lord, I do want to walk more. I do want to walk better. Won't you come do it now? Won't you do it now? Don't wait. Don't wait till later. Do it now. Come now. Come now. Later may not ever come. Do it now. Be saved today. Get your heart right with today. Do something today for God. Make choice. Make decision today. Come. Come. Just as you are. Come. Meet Jesus. Walk the walk. As you walk, He'll talk. And you'll find worship. You'll find joy and happiness. You'll find fulfillment and satisfaction. Oh, don't let it pass it by. Don't let it pass it by. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. I'm determined to walk after God. I'm determined and decided right now that I'm just going to walk before God. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do as Jesus did. I'm going to walk as He walked. with the help of the Lord, I want to, my third point was the walk demonstrated, and it's Jesus is the demonstration of the walk. For the weeks ahead of time, I want to, with the help of the Lord, to preach on how Jesus walked so that you and I, because if I'm required to walk as He walked, then I got to know how He walked. And I want to begin to preach on those things. Teach us how Jesus walked so I can walk like Him. Amen? Some of us just don't know, maybe. I pray you have a desire to, though. Let's be dismissed with the word of prayer. Thank you for being here. May the Lord bless you. Good to see you, Brother Kevin, Sister Liz. Thank you all for being here this morning. Jeff, thank you, sir, for coming our way. All that are here, thank you. You've helped my heart this morning. You've encouraged me. I appreciate you doing that.